The board did decide that they were most comfortable with a final schematic that on the PowerPoint is known basically as option 9. This is a two-story structure that there's several pros on about mainly our kids' instruction will not be at all. There will be no interruption to the academic instruction of our students. It also keeps the library, that is a 15-year-old building. It allows us to keep that building as well. This would be done basically in two construction stages. The first one would be the classrooms, which would be in the footprint of where the main offices are now. Then the big top, as it's affectionately called, would come down and we would have a cafeteria and a practice gym. This plan has almost the exact square footage as is being demolished. So the plan is needs, not wants. It also makes sure that there's a plan if there, there's space, if there's ever a need for future growth. Right now, we understand that our student population is not growing, and that's really not being considered, or it is being considered, and we don't need more square footage than we already have at this time. But in the next 50 years, we want to make sure that the next school board has, and our community has room to grow if needed. So this plan also provides an option for that for the future.